Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Why? Because it takes currency to make currency, or to barter, or to buy, or anything else. If you ain't got no currency, you broke. Well, the currency of the kingdom is faith. You don't have any faith, you ain't got nothing to barter with. You don't have anything to move anything in the kingdom with. No faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Any man that come to God, he must first believe. First believe. Not see, then believe. So, tell somebody, first believe. Tell somebody else, first believe. Tell somebody behind you, first believe. Not second believe, not third believe, not fourth, first believe. When you're all by yourself, when nobody there but you, God, and the devil, and you done wrestled all night, and you got a hold of that, you got to first believe. Before you go sounding like you're crazy before somebody telling them your vision, you got to first believe. Don't share your vision with everybody. Sometimes they don't have the capacity for it. They can't get up under that weight with you. So faith is the currency. If you don't have the right currency, you ain't buying nothing. This is where folk are on lockdown. They're hoping and a praying. But your prayer is not, it doesn't have an ounce of faith in it. It's full of hope. Remember, God speaks. You got to speak something about what you want. And God don't get mad at you. People think, oh, no, that's being proud. No, that's being a citizen of a kingdom who has rights. Amen. God has already done it already. Now he has us here to operate. I'm going to show you five things before we finish. Five things that are necessary for faith to operate. Look at somebody, tell them, you got to have faith. And it's not the amount. It's the quality. You don't have to have great faith. Just have a mustard seed of faith. Just have a little tiny seed of faith. The man brought his boy to Jesus to be healed, and the Lord said, do you believe I'm able? He said, Lord, I believe. Help this unbelief that's wrestling with me. Help this unbelief that got me choked around my neck. Help my unbelief. Rid me of this unbelief. And you know what? God will help you. Yes, he will. He'll free you. He's Abba. Angels are there around you. They help. The whole government of God, if you're sensitive to God's dealing, if you walk in the spirit, not just in the intellect, reasonings. Amen? If you don't have the right currency, I don't care if you got hundreds of thousands of dollars, if they don't accept it at that little store on the corner in Taiwan, you ain't buying nothing. Wrong currency. No matter how much money you have, if it's the wrong currency for where you are, you as good as broke. Anybody here broke? A whole lot of people didn't say nothing, so you know, I don't know. I told y'all job was at least say amen. Say amen, I ain't broke. You can talk back like that. We call people without currency. We call people in our society. We're not mocking them. We help them. But we call people without currency in our society poor. Every time I come out of the Publix Plaza up there or somewhere, you see guys with little signs. From time to time, the Lord will prompt my heart to give them something. But, you know, they're poor. Hopefully. You fold that sign up, put that cane away, and go get in that Mercedes. See, I know for a fact, everybody, you got to be discerning with that. I ain't mocking them, and I ain't mocking them at all. I try to help. I tried to help a guy one time. Kmart, when Kmart was up here, and I had that whole Kmart yard to mow because I was in my mowing business. I saw a guy sitting on a bucket right at the entry, and he had this sign: "We'll work for food." I think it was that. We'll work for something. But I saw where he would work. I said, "Okay." I said, I'll pay him $10 an hour for 3 hours, you know, and he can help me out, get him some change. So I pull up, and I'm all happy. I'm going to finish this up quick because it was hot. I said, listen, I'll give you $10 an hour. You help me mow this yard. It won't take two of us too long. That guy looked at me. He didn't say nothing either. He stood up, folded up his little sign, got his bucket. He went across the street. To the other plaza. I said, the devil is a lie. What do we call? We call people without currency poor. So if you're without faith in the kingdom, you're poor. But even with that label, if that is you, what does the Bible say? Let the poor say what? Rich. There we go. Creating. If you should find yourself in that state, don't talk about it. Don't say it. Say, no, I'm rich. I'm rich in Jesus' name. Let the poor, let the weak say what?
I'm strong.
No, I'm tired. Why? There's create. As you speak, you create. This is his likeness. This is after his image. This is how we were created to function.
Amen.
Amen. See, right away, many see already. You tend, there's a tendency to allow the world to conform you to certain mindsets where you live way beneath your true privileges. What Jesus accomplished for you. I'm talking about in your domain. And sometimes we have to fight. Transformation sometimes is warfare. But it ain't always warfare. In the kingdom of God, poverty is measured in terms of the lack of faith. In the kingdom in which we live, poverty is measured in terms of the lack of faith. People without faith are poor in God's kingdom, regardless of how much money they got in the account. Do you understand? In a society, the amount of currency you have in a society determines the amount of what you can do. You want to go on vacation, but you're broke. So you just look at the magazines and wish one day. The amount of currency in a society determines what you can do. If you got enough money or currency in our society, you go to any dealership you want to or anywhere you look at a house and buy that house. Why? You got the money. I just bought it. Well, you have the currency. Well, in the kingdom, if you have the currency, nothing's impossible to you. I don't see where people get this thing that, is it the will of God? don't know, is it the will? You're not walking close enough to him. Maybe you hadn't been through the rite of passage where God says, okay, you decree, I'll cause the light to shine. Maybe God doesn't trust you. Or you haven't gotten to the place where God really can trust you. He loves you and he'll work on you. Could that be it? The amount of currency you have determines how much you can do in a society. Everything in the kingdom of God is received by faith. Somebody say, everything.
Everything.
Say it again, everything.
Everything.
Say it one more time, everything.
Everything.
You have to have currency. And this is how it works in society. You have to have currency in order to make currency work. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to have some money to get some money. That's why people save. They save up for something. And then they invest. And money starts working for you. But you got to have currency for currency to get currency to make it work for you. Every kingdom principle is activated by faith. All laws in the kingdom are activated by faith. All promises and all principles in the kingdom of God, promises and principles are activated by faith. This is why it's so very important that we believe. Are you still with me?
Amen.
Let's take a look at five things that faith works by. And this could be why you're flying high or why you're in the chicken coop. Because you're missing out on some of this. The first thing I want you to look at is Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Galatians 5, verse 6. Somebody say, after his likeness. How many know God is love? He embodies love. He's above love, but he is love. Major attribute about God, he is love. It's not that love is over God. No, God is above all this. Everything is in him. But look here. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith. But faith, circumcision, uncircumcision doesn't profit, but faith which works or is activated by love. Could it be the car's in park because somewhere you left off love? Got so busy, so hung up, so focused, you stopped loving.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.